부탁이랑 안 똑같아. Okay. We will call the City Council meeting for Tuesday, December 3rd, 2019 to order. Invocation by Pastor Rick Long, Central Floribama Church, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Father, thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us and these beautiful resources that you've blessed us with here. I pray that this afternoon that you would give these men and women wisdom as they make decisions governing this area. Thank you for the time that they've given. I pray, Father, that you bless it back to them many times over for their service. Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please call the roll, ma'am.
Councilmember Silvers is not able to be here. Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Costo?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda with four additional items, the first being approval of a liquor license for Oso Bar at Bear Point Marina. Approval of liquor license for the Wharf Appreciation Party event, resolution authorizing a right of entry and testing agreement with Southern Towers, and the fourth, a resolution authorizing the submittal of a Perdido Key Beach Mouse Habitat Conservation Plan.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Considering the previous minutes from our work session, regular council meeting committee of the whole of 11-5-2019, there are no objections. Or any of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? There's no corrections. Then the minutes stand approved as written. Okay. Any announcements by our council?
I would just like to ask the community to keep Councilman Jeff Silvers in your thoughts and prayers. He lost his mom. And so if you will keep his family in your prayers, we would appreciate it.
It was 99 days after he lost his father.
Yes.
So it's been really tough. So,
Mayor, we tonight, obviously the 4 o'clock start today. We have our tree lighting shortly at 5:30 on Main Street at the Wharf. So we encourage everybody, if you can, come down there. The weather's really nice. Be a nice event and a great opportunity for our community. So 5:30 at the Wharf tonight.
So that Mayor, means we're going to have to fly through this.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Greg Alexander, I think, has just a short thing he wants to present to the city, if that's okay.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Council.
Andrew. Yeah, my name's Andrew Hart. I'm the Vice Chairman of the National Annual Shrimp Festival, and we just wanted to thank the city for their support. We could not do the Shrimp Festival without the city, especially for the run. We had a very successful 5K and 10K run, and we just wanted to present y'all with the official poster and had it framed up for you guys as an appreciation.
Thank you.
That is very nice.
Thank you,
Council.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And if I may add quickly, a lot of our volunteers out of the 100 or so committee and then probably 600 volunteers, a lot live and reside in the city of Orange Beach, and it's just a great, great cooperative effort. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you. We have a place on the wall for that right down the hall.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
And Ken's new clean office.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other announcements? Okay, entertain a motion auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements related interest in SWIFT supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We have an unfinished business under resolutions. Resolution awarding proposal for the Orange Beach High School Middle School bail. We'll postpone that.
Move to postpone it.
Moving to ordinances. Second reading, ordinance amending ordinance number 172, definition of a dwelling unit.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Yes.
Ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance from to remove residential use from the general business zoning district.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Second reading, ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance of to recommend residential developments with non-standard lots have centrally located trash and sanitation facilities.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Moving to new business, miscellaneous. This is addition. Approval of restaurant retail liquor license for OSA Restaurants, Bear Point Marina.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Another addition. Approval of special events retail liquor license application by Gilby's Wharf Appreciation Party, Wharf Main Street.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Moving to resolutions. Resolution property funds to the Mako Academics, Arts, and Athletics, $18,958.39.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution awarding the bid for magnesium hydroxide slurry to Premier Magnesia. Unit pricing, 3 years.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
I'm proud of you. You got all that. You said all that right.
Any opposed? It's my son's fifth grade chemistry coming to me. Resolution appointing members to the Employees Lead Bank Committee.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing an additional one-time payment for future services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing a franchise agreement with July Enterprises, Coastal Express Shuttle, operate a taxi service in city limits, police jurisdiction, city of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing a purchase for 4 historical markers, $12,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement with Goodman Mills, Kaywood for project engineering services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? A resolution authorizing the execution of a task order, Goodwin Mills and Kaywood. Perform professional engineering services, sewer force main improvements from the wharf to County Road 12, $487,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
Just a reminder, this is a restore project too, so there'll be a very large amount of dollars to help us get that north side upgrade.
I think it's about $6 million is what we got. Are we ready to vote?
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution appointing the city attorney.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution appointing attorneys for 2020.
Move to adopt the resolution. We are very blessed with good attorneys.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a service agreement, the NextSoft Cybersecurity Solutions, doing business as threat advice for city employee cybersecurity training.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Addition, resolution authorizing the execution of a right of entry and testing agreement, Southern Towers, conduct feasibility testing for purpose of constructing telecommunication towers.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
Jerry, could you give us a little bit more insight on that one?
It's a company coming in. They're evaluating our towers, and they also would be a company that, if there are vendors out there that wants to come in and attach to a tower, they could be the person that's doing this. The city would get a revenue stream off of it. So from our standpoint, I just felt like it's better to let a company do it instead of letting the city do it, because we don't have someone that can fulfill that time and all that. So if there is a location that they see that would be ideal, they'll propose, say, would you accept a tower be here? They'll build it. They'll get the people on it. We'll get a revenue stream off of it. So So it's a good thing, I think. It just takes us out of the being on the, you know, doing it from a city standpoint, and letting a contractor do it. And so I don't know how it won't be something that'll move very fast, but with 5G coming, I think it could. I think it could position us even better than where we are right now.
Any other questions for Terry? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Addition, resolution authorizing the mayor to sign a cover letter for the Perdido Key Beach Mouse Habitat Conservation Plan submittal to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
I do have some discussion, Mayor. I'm sorry that I wasn't able to stay and ask my questions earlier today, but I did have about four or five questions I wanted to ask. This was a late addition to the agenda. Is there a reason why it was a late addition?
Yes, we were just asked late last week to submit this letter by U.S. Fish and Wildlife. So we've already submitted.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife asked us last week
to submit to a cover letter. Yes.
Oh, just a cover letter.
Right. We've already submitted the plan, the application for our permit, but now they just want the cover letter saying we commit to the plan. Okay. If and when we get a permit.
Okay. And so it's time sensitive to get just this 55-page document to them or a two-page document? I guess that's what I'm trying to figure
this
out.
This two-page document.
Okay.
The 55-page document has already been signed and submitted by the city.
And did Fish and Wildlife, is this the same document that we looked at with Escambia County?
It is.
Is it
basically
is it kind of a mirror of the Escambia County?
It is.
Document?
All the provisions are the same as Escambia County's. We initially submitted that document, if you guys will recall, some months ago. It got in the pipeline, eventually made it to a level, and we were directed to go that direction as partners with Escambia County and be covered
by Fish and Wildlife
under their umbrella, yes. Okay. And so Escambia County was supportive of that approach.
Philip, move the mic so they can hear you better in the back. Closer. Philip, tell me who you are, please.
Philip West, Director of Coastal Resources Department, City of Orange Beach. So it goes to Atlanta, or it goes to Panama City, goes to Atlanta, and eventually got to a point where someone up in the hierarchy said, we would rather Orange Beach do their own plan. So we just basically took that same plan, changed some of the verbiage.
And actual locations because of the difference.
Well, the MOU with Escambia County, the city was only implementing the plan in Orange Beach, but under the guidance of Escambia County.
Okay.
So it was still just our geographic area,
right.
And we would only receive funds for permits issued in our geographic area. So functionally, it's the same. We still have a relationship with Escambia County as they guide us through how to implement this because we're new at it. But as far as the meat and the plan, it's the same.
And I'm going to ask about one section specifically, the 9.5.1, the predator control section. Is that the same as Escambia County's?
I've not looked at their plan recently, but it's the same thing we submitted before.
Okay.
If you'll tell me what page that's on, I have these pages
30,
marked.
Hold on. 35. It's 35 or 36.
Well, without even having to look at it, I can tell you that the city will be expected to conduct predator control as part of the management for the Perdido Key Beach Mouse. That includes foxes, raccoons, coyotes, feral cats.
Does that
potentially
include people's domestic cats? So if someone in one of the condos wants to have a cat, is that going to affect them?
If it is an outside free-roaming cat, yes.
That's what I need to know.
Yes.
Well, that's what it is. So that's the way it is. So we're not going to bash this out. This is Fish and Wildlife's directive. We don't get sideways with Fish and Wildlife. We do what Fish and Wildlife tells us to do. They own our lives down here, and we've gone round and round and round about this. And I don't know that there's any further discussion to be had other than somebody needs to understand we don't function without Fish and Wildlife helping us function. We need to have those meetings in my office, and we need to have them with the group that have knowledge. We're prepared. You're prepared. This is not the venue, and this is not the way to do it.
So ask that you table this.
No, we're not going to table this. I'm not going to table it.
We are. Not been told and given prior. Not when was this posted to the agenda?
This is not how we conduct a meeting. If you want to speak, you can speak when we get through at the podium with our answers and our questions. But, you know, we've been through this for some time now, and we're not going to continue to go down this road. At least I'm not. This is something we've got to get done. This plan cut us so much slack, in my opinion. Am I wrong?
We made a huge win recently with being able to front load the development permits of this. And we've been working on this plan about 18 months. So the time frame, we're not going to change Fish and Wildlife's mind on free roaming or feral cats within beach mouse habitat. And all of Perdido Key is considered beach mouse habitat. We're not stepping onto the park property. But the park has their Department of Conservation. They have their own policies, maybe not written policies, but they have their own control measures for feral cats, coyotes, et cetera. Now, it does say that Orange Beach Animal Control shall be contacted if free-roaming cats, pet or feral, are observed on the premises of any project utilizing this HCP. Now, what I read into that, we issue a permit. We observe free-roaming cats on that parcel. We are to take measures, either contact the owner first. If none of that works, we remove the animals.
Again,
it doesn't say kill anywhere in here. And I will say this.
Hang on, Phil. We don't conduct meetings that way. We'll come to the microphone, tell us who you are, where you live, and then we'll have that discussion.
I will say this, that initial meetings, both with Fish and Wildlife, as a concession, and with members of the community.
Now, wait a minute, which community?
Citizens that are advocates for.
That's what I want. That was my point.
Okay.
The folks who are advocating protection or some particular program for the feral cat population was invited and a part of this process. Am I right or wrong?
We've had discussions with them, and they've had discussions with Fish and Wildlife.
Okay.
But I would like to say that if we move forward and Fish and Wildlife is happy with this plan and we get the incidental take permit to issue permits and the clock is ticking, there are people waiting. I get calls every week. When are we going to get the ability to build, get a permit to build?
And we're talking about people building residences on their own property.
Residences.
We're not talking about condo development right now. We're talking about residences on their property.
There
that they've owned for years that now can't build or most of part of their property has been taken because of the beach mouse. Am I correct?
There are those as well. There is one condo in the queue, 150 units, I think. But we can develop 34 acres of Perdido Key under this plan. That's half the acreage available. That's $100,000 per acre that we get, we the city, that we manage. That's $201 per bedroom per year for 50 years that we also get. As part of that money, because we say remove, we don't say kill, we say remove, we had said and gotten Fish and Wildlife to agree, could we spend some of that money to build a facility to house these animals that are removed? Now, that what, in my mind, That was with good faith discussions were made and not a lot of fiction being spread around social media, rumor mill, et cetera. I don't know how motivated you guys will be, but frankly, I'm a little shocked at the, I heard today that we, this affected every pet owner in Orange Beach, but I should probably
No, it matters. It does matter. How those conduct themselves and matters to me, and I'm not appreciative. We have to deal with fish and wildlife, and we have to remain their friend, and I'm sorry if someone is concerned about a feral cat. I'm not shutting down the city of Orange Beach and the beaches just because someone's concerned about feral cats and what might happen to them. That ain't going to happen.
We have a lot of people in line to build homes, structures.
Does it not affect our beach renourishment in the future or possibly?
Yes. We will presumably get a permit for our next beach nourishment project within 3 months. We are made aware of conditions ahead of time. One of the conditions is any property intersected by the beach nourishment project will also not have free roaming or feral managed feral cat colonies on it.
So this speeds up the process for people to develop, correct?
When we get our permit, we can issue permits within 30 days. A typical single-family home right now would take about 3 years to get a permit. A condo would be 5 to 7. Escambia County went through this process. This document is a result of 7 years of work between Fish and Wildlife and Escambia County. We're simply taking, I mean, we're going the least, I guess what I'm saying, the heavy lifting's already been done, and we're just simply piggybacking on the provisions that are accepted and have been vetted and tested because Escambia County's been issuing permits for a few years now.
Philip, will you give the opposite side of the story? And only because we've been privy to years of some of this work and kind of what we deal with, but that it's led from beach mouse to now beach mouse habitat. And this is sort of a negotiations with wildlife and fisheries where Escambia succeeded to be able to have a process in place to satisfy U.S. Fish and Wildlife on the beach mouse habitat to be able to start moving. And you can only build, if I understand it right, on half of the existing property. This is only to kind of start the process in a five-year window on And the reason I'm saying this is because this is a lot deeper than the line of the feral cat when it comes to wildlife and fisheries. I mean, and if you're not aware of it, they're basically taking property by eminent domain based upon wildlife habitat for the beach mouse. This is part of their stipulation in even allowing anything future to happen. So if you own property on the beach and you want to build, you can't just go build anymore. You've got to go through this whole process. And the time they've spent on this, part of it has all been about satisfying wildlife and fisheries just to get to the end point that we can actually utilize the property again. And this just happens to be a sliver of that whole big process.
The pit bull of federal legislation, and I've said this before, is the Endangered Species Act. I mean, it's not just the beach mouse down here on our coast. It's a tiny little sunfish in a basin in North Alabama that stopped a Toyota plant. You know, it's a snail dart that stopped the Teleco Dam. I mean, and we have other issues here, many. Sea turtles and the lighting. I mean, we're going to be obligated to bring a lighting ordinance to you so people have to retrofit to meet those guidelines. But look, they have us. I mean, we need beach nourishment. Every permit we go through, basically Fish and Wildlife has a sign-off on. And I'm not dogging them. I mean, they're our partners.
Well, we're pragmatists, and we understand how the bureaucracy works. And we're the ones that have to deal with it. We're the ones that have to deal with the repercussions of getting sideways with a state or federal agency, and you can't do that. They hold all the cards. Mm-hmm. They could have drugged this out and made us go through the process. It could have taken years. But because we have always worked with them, and what aggravates me is we've worked with them to work with protecting and saving the turtle, the ospreys, and we've got a wildlife center. We've been over backwards to protect, take care, and rehab.
Well, the largest portion of only footprints was working with U.S. Wildlife and Fisheries to protect the turtle and the turtle habitat. That was all part of protecting our beaches, also working into the future with them on projects such as this. I mean, there's years and years into this process of where we sit right now. So you all have to understand, from our point of view, we're looking at the key, not the city of Orange Beach. This is an agreement with Fish and Wildlife for Perdido Key, for us to be able to move forward on what we've been working on for years, and this is a line item in that. They're not going to let us take it out. So we're either sitting in a position where we say, nope, we're just not going to move forward, and there will be no more building from the bridge that way, period, because you're not going to get a permit because it's got to go through Wildlife and Fisheries. So do we sit here as your representatives and say, we either have to allow feral cats and no building ever again, or we back off and go, you know, we're just going to, I mean, it's a quagmire.
Well, if a person has a lot on Perdido Key and we don't do this, and they go through the individual process for their own incidental tank permit, and it will take years, the same provisions will be in it.
Right, because it's already there for its gambia.
They'll pay the same mitigation fees, the same maintenance fee, and they'll still be bound to where you're not going to have free roaming cats. Phoenix Gulf Tower is a good example. You know, that's in the west part of town, but they found mice on the property.
They stopped the project.
For a brief period, they did.
Yep.
But, and we worked with them.
Right. That's the point I want to make. First off, let's understand, that is a condo zone piece of property. Yes. It was not an up zone. It wasn't residential. It was condo zone, had been for years. Condo was approved. That was smaller than could have been built. Fish and Wildlife worked with us to get that building going. They could have held it up and really made a mess of it for us, but they worked with us, again, because of our relationship. And we have a great one with Fish and Wildlife. And I don't want to queer that in any way because of something that might be of concern to somebody. So now, if at the point in time we're finished with Philip, I don't mind. I know tonight is not a good night to have a long discussion because we have got to get to, but since there are folks here with questions, if we can abbreviate it, I do not mind letting them come to the podium and ask the questions. Let's answer as many as we can in a very short time frame. Are y'all good with that?
Yes.
Okay.
I am. I would like to just put this all in perspective because this is not new. I have lived in my home on Perdido Key for 20 years. The very first thing I was told is that you may not let your cats roam. The cats must be kept inside. The beach mouse is endangered, and the cat will take it for prey. So this restriction on Perdido Key is a very small price to pay for the ability to live in such a beautiful place. But it is not new. On Perdido Key, beach mice rule.
Okay, Tom, is there a certain group here that you represent, or is this a collection of people who saw this on the agenda? I don't know who's representing who anymore. Do what? Yeah, if you'd like, yeah. Well, I mean, you're the point man, so, I mean, you know.
I'm it. Tom Connerly, 5305 Mississippi Avenue, resident of Orange Beach, former animal control officer here. Unfortunately, I don't think you've got the whole story. And I'm asking right now that you table this until the next meeting.
Well, just tell me why I didn't get
meeting.
The whole story.
Because
I've been in this for
the
years
meetings we had, and he's well aware of it, Phillip's well aware of it, in May of 18 with Fish and Wildlife here, in the very building right here, it was presented by Fish and Wildlife, actually, to use mitigation funds or some of these mitigation funds. We're not talking about stopping all this stuff. We're talking about some of this, what this HCP contains. And if you haven't read it, you need to read it.
I need you to explain to me.
I'm fixing. Okay.
Because see, you care far more about that side of it than I do.
Right.
I got too many things other to worry about.
I
don't want to be ugly, but please make us understand
okay.
why, after months and months of negotiating with Fish and Wildlife and working through this, we're supposed to stop and back.
In May of 18, they brought it up, and we agreed that if they could use mitigation funds to establish a sanctuary, we, Orange Beach Animal Care and Control Program, the 501c3, would be more than willing to trap the animals, the free-roaming animals that are out there, the ferals, and remove them and take them to the sanctuary and run that for them. They brought it up. Christy Yancey brought it up in the meeting. Am I correct?
Where's the sanctuary at?
We don't have it because we're going to use mitigation funds to establish and operate this. That is not in here. This says they will be trapped and removed by a permitted nuisance animal trapper, okay. Not us.
Okay, Philip,
it could be animal control. It could be a contract. It could be USDA. It doesn't specify in the cattery or the sanctuary. That's up to us, and that is not for you guys to run for them, being the Fish and Wildlife Service. That is, you run it for you. The service wants the cats out of the habitat. Okay. What we do with them is immaterial to the service, whether it's a lethal means or not. We propose to them, let's compromise, and you allow us to use the mitigation funds again when there was meaningful, two-sided, and dialogue that was agreed upon and not misleading. This whole bit today about the entire city being under this, you know. Right. So I'm just saying the sanctuary is not owned by Fish and Wildlife and managed by them for the service. So
did I say
whether
that?
Whether we own it.
I said use mitigation funds to establish and operate.
And you said manage it for them. You said that. It's
in
the minutes. But
okay.
So again, we agreed to use, and Fish and Wildlife agreed to allow us to use some of the money for the sanctuary purpose, but not all of it.
So Tom, are you asking that we essentially define and have a plan in place for a cattery
and
all this before we move forward?
Well, you're going to commit to a document right here that
I'm gonna
commit doesn't to say any
fish,
of that.
I'm going to commit to working with Fish and Wildlife and figure it out on the back.
So are we. And we just met with them again, Bill Lynn, last month.
Well, then we can work all that out. There shouldn't be an issue. We've been talking about a cattery for how many months now, a year?
Well, let me bring up a few other issues for you to consider.
Okay.
Just a few. How are you going to enforce? Because it says you can't own a domestic cat. It does say you can't own one in that area, period.
I read it. It just said free roaming.
No, sir.
I read through it three or four times today.
9-5-1.
Well, I don't think we're going to go door to door looking for cats.
I don't either.
Now, if your cat, if Buffy gets out and running around on the beach, then Buffy's at risk.
So by law, you're required to, any stray animal, you're required to keep for 7 days. So to allow an owner to come back and reclaim it. So where are you going to keep any that you pick up out there?
Tom, at 9-5-1.
Correct.
Any feral animal or free-ranging pets will be captured and removed.
Right. Free-roaming.
Don't say house cat.
Hold on.
That means they're outside. Whether they're house cats or feral, that means they're free-roaming. They're outside.
Thank you, Rick. It doesn't matter domestic or feral.
If they're outside,
it does say domestic cats will be prohibited from the premises. Dogs will be allowed when kept confined
but
inside
that's
the condominium.
Outside.
Does
it
say outside?
But it is outside.
Well,
okay.
Words mean something.
Well, I don't disagree with you, Tom. I hear what you're saying.
Right. So let me continue.
So again, we're going to stop this ball from rolling. To go back and eliminate that? Is that what we need to do?
It also says that you'll increase fines for stray animals, according to some schedule that's out there. I'm guessing that's just for that area, or is that stray animals all over the city?
Tom, in light of knowing, well, for any of y'all, in light of the fact that you understand how long and the years in this process,
right?
What do you propose? What do you want?
I want language that says that we, the Orange Beach Animal Care and Control Program, or any 501c3 animal advocacy group, can be allowed or be the first people contacted to trap and remove any animals, and we will have the guarantee that we'll be able to use mitigation funds to establish and operate the sanctuary. That's it.
That's just not going to happen.
We can't put a 501c3 because you may not be here in 5 years, and we don't know what's going to be run out of a specific. So we got to be really careful on that language, for one. Philip, I don't know how to move forward utilizing wildlife and fisheries mitigation funds and wording on the front end of this to even try to accomplish that.
We can't.
They agreed to it. They brought it up.
They can agree to it verbally, but to get it in writing from them, not to say we won't do it.
But, you know, it's easy to agree something you don't have to deal with and manage. That's right. Absolutely. And you know, we've had these discussions. You're talking about millions of dollars. You got to buy property? Am I right? This is not an inexpensive venture.
That's right.
So this is not something that we're going to get done overnight. This is something we need to get done overnight.
My fear is you're going to commit to this document and it will never change.
Tom, let me ask you a question. I'm just going to say, give me an animal in this city. I don't care if it was a lady's pig.
Right.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
We did every single thing in our power. A monkey, a pig, a rat, a mouse. No one up here has ever done anything where we want to harm. We have done everything in our power to protect. Now, there may be surveys out there and things that have been out there and rumors out there, but is all this council has ever done was provide money to take into the federal program, to try to help the federal program at every turn. You don't have a bigger advocate in this audience than this woman right here.
I know that.
We hear it behind the scenes. Today, we brought Philip into a meeting, a private meeting, to discuss this. We get it. What I don't understand is there a fear out there that the city of Orange Beach is just going to go out there and take cats and kill them?
Yes.
Are you aware of a fact of us doing that now?
Then you better present evidence that that's
ever happened.
Right
now, all we've done is provide the spay and neuter program to help with the feral cats. We've not even spoken ever of doing anything to harm a cat, ever. So I don't know where it started from or why. But, I mean, from our point of view, this is as painful for us listening to y'all looking at us going, holy crap, are we that bad? Because we've never done anything. And I don't get it. I don't know where the mishap happened.
There's some other things in here that I'll discuss with you later then.
And I understand the other things, but today, where we sit, this council's been here for 7 years. We've never done a thing but protect an animal. Ever. I mean, look at the millions we spent on the beach. Look what we've done for the turtles. I mean, millions. Anytime we've been asked for cat money, we're the first ones to write a check. So I sit here going, where did the mishap happen where y'all are looking at us like animal killers and we're sitting here going, holy cow, where's this coming from? I mean, put yourself in our shoes right now.
Why did you turn that around like that? We didn't. I just told you what we're looking to do.
Your petition online did. Your petition online insinuated we were bad guys. Yeah, it did. Go back and read it. And
I don't think
petition the city of Orange Beach as if we were in some position to hinder or to hurt. That's the nonsense. And
that was about supporting a shelter, and that's a whole different concept.
I understand that, but it was the same group, same individuals, same effort, and frankly, I'm tired of it. You know,
Tom, you were our animal guy. I mean, did you ever hear any of us say anything about harming an animal?
No.
Ever?
No.
No. Exactly
and I guess that's why I'm sitting here going, man, we have worked for years to work. You don't know the time we've spent with the guys working on the beach with chairs to do chair removal where they can't permanently leave them anymore, and a five-year program to buy them out with mitigation, not mitigation, but other fees from BP oil spill to be able to get them off the beach every night to protect the animals on the beach. Every bit of this was part of this plan, every bit of it. And now we sit here and we're told to stop this whole movement of years' worth of work because of this one line that says we have to remove the feral cats. Yes, ma'am?
I think it's just not clear what's going to happen to them. And this is brand new to me. But it's not clear after this wordage where they're going to be removed, where they're going to go. That's our fear.
We got that. We understand that. It's the same issue that every city has with stray animals. Where do you go with them? Because there's no place to go with them.
Exactly.
They have to be euthanized for the most part because no one will accept them. So until somebody comes up with some type of large inheritance and wants to spend $10 million on a cattery or some type of pet hotel, we're all in that same boat. But we can't stop moving forward with what we got to do because of something that might happen. Or is the standard in the industry the standard problem in the industry? I'm sorry.
So I sat with all three mayors from Foley, Gulf Shores, and Orange Beach a couple of Fridays ago. Kim was in the room, and this came up, and it came up with Martin. Martin was there, of a tri-city animal shelter. And everybody's okay with the front end, trying to get a shelter. The land is there to be donated to get a shelter built. Here's the problem. Who's going to pay to operate that? Because in government, every year, everything goes up. And when you get government employees, it's retirement money, it's benefits, and it's huge. So we look from the we're going to go around the room going, is the county going to do this? They're the only ones that can implement more funds in. We can't. How do you do this? I think everybody at this table wants a tri-county or a tri-city animal shelter. We know that we need it.
Could it be a volunteer
thing? It can be, but, you know, it's like church. You got an 80-20 rule, and there's no – it's not perpetuating. So there is a quagmire to it. We're not sitting there. We're none of us up here advocating to go take a cat, a raccoon, or anything and kill it. We don't want to. But I'm not saying that we are. Our concern is, one, it's not the whole city. It's just Perdido Key. As it sits right now, you can't have a Roman cat on the key anyway. So that's the concern here. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Your husband told me to tell you to just be really calm.
Real
tonight.
Calm.
Okay. He called on the way in.
Yeah. I've been a little emotional today. Thank y'all very much. And I know it must be very difficult to manage everything. But honestly, when I came and spoke to you about TNR, Mayor, I thought you were going to be our champion. I thought he is going to get it done. The petition was only to garner support. It was asking people and the city to embrace TNR as the preferred method of ridding a certain area of free-roaming cats. Further, we are advocates for domestic animals, companion animals. You designate so much money to wildlife and coastal resources. Who's taking care of the animals that we domesticated?
Are you saying a feral cat's a domestic animal?
Yes. Yeah.
No, it's not. A feral cat is a wild animal just like a raccoon or anything else.
Well,
they're born in the wild. They live in the wild. We just read that the feral cats kill 3 to 7 birds per week at a minimum. I mean, the list goes on and on. So that we can argue this all day
and
long. So let's go, please.
Of course.
Let's try to find a solution.
Yes, I am only asking, that we pause and we work together. And I know you've already spent a lot of time on this, but I really object to this. And we are prepared to move forward with our national partners. Because
here's what my concern is. I feel like we're already at loggerheads. Because y'all want to do more than I think we're going to allow y'all to do. Because we don't allow people to come in the city of Orange Beach without oversight and without some type of ordinance overseeing them. So we've already run into that loggerhead. I have no intentions of sitting here and us going back and forth for 6 months trying to establish the wording in a document or a cover letter over what potential might happen to a feral cat in the cases captured outside the whatever. I think I am your champion, but I'm also, and we are also the champion of the entire city of Orange Beach.
I understand.
Okay, y'all have a very narrow scope of concern. We have a very, well, you understand what I'm saying? And we have a very big scope of concern. And you've heard me say, and everybody, our life is around the lesser of evils. We have to move forward with this, in my humble opinion. It goes back to property rights. It goes back to all types of arguments and philosophies. Mm-hmm. At the same time, if there's a group of people, you being one, Tom being another, that are willing to come in and sit down and realize there's not my way and it's not your way, we'll find middle ground, then we can work through this.
Yes, sir.
I think.
And we met with Fish and Wildlife, like Tom said, in October, and I've called your office several times, and, you know, we're trying to work with you. And I know it must be difficult, but we are looking to y'all to help us solve this problem. To help us.
But we wrote you a check.
For $2,000.
What?
We have. I'm sorry, we've spent well over $50,000.
Okay, how much do we spend on our wildlife program? That includes raccoons and pigs and birds and alligators and any other animal you can imagine. How much do we spend a year? How much? Again, the argument that we don't care, that's what it seems like I'll continue to present, is we don't care.
I'm actually
is true.
Looking to y'all as problem solvers for us to work right. together.
I agree. But this issue's got to be dealt with.
And so does this issue.
Okay, and we will. But this is more important.
Well, we are prepared to pursue this further because this is not okay that this was done without public hearing and without concerned citizens being able to understand this and weigh in. At a federal, state, or local level.
Again, now we're just back to the same old chasing our tail. We feel like y'all have had adequate time. We seem to come to loggerheads every time we sit down. We've got to move forward Fish and Wildlife. We can't let a group with a single purpose and a single focus derail this train that has a much, much bigger impact on this city.
Sure.
I mean, I
and this has been dealt with all of...
You should know what we're talking about.
I do. But there are places in the country that have dealt with the same concern in a more proactive way than euthanizing.
Who said we're all going to euthanize them?
Well, it's stated in the plan. It also states that dogs cannot be loose in a fenced backyard.
The euthanization.
So we're not just about cats. We are also about dogs.
If there is a place for us to save a cat, to harbor a cat in some way to protect it and not euthanize it, I think we would all say, let's go that route. Mm-hmm. If there is no option... Most pet stores have cats that can't get adopted. We know that. What do we do with them? No one ever seems to come up with the answer to that question. What do we do with those no one adopts or unadoptable? There's nobody to feed them, nowhere to keep them. What do you do with them? Y'all solve that problem first, and then maybe we can re-engineer from the rear.
Well, so. Like I said, there are best friends. There are large sanctuaries that deal with this. And honestly, we can do better. Okay. We can do better than what we're doing now by not advocating for our companion animals and animals we have domesticated. And there needs to be clear, there needs to be a clear definition of what feral, stray, free roaming, and companion animals, but we are perfectly willing to work with you all because we do believe that we can work together.
I think we've shown our track record. We have a track record. I think we're above reproach when it comes to animals in this city. And anyone that would question that, I think there's an agenda there that's quite embarrassing in my humble opinion. We have a track record. And I think I stand on our track record and the money we spend and the efforts we've made. Now, but y'all vote how you want, but we've got to deal with Fish and Wildlife. There's no way I'm going to go back and ask them to negotiate. Should we go back and change the wording? I mean, what you tell me, if there's some wording that can be changed with no ruffling of feathers, if there's anything of that nature,
do you think you can get federal money to help with the shelter here? Through your partners that are willing to fight.
That's what
would those same
I was on the phone all day
to
today. Yes. Yes.
I'm just going to tell you, I'll give you from my commitment, you bring us a solution, even if it means us contributing some dollars and whatever that looks like, we'll have to negotiate through. I know Joni would be on board with a volunteer style program, with a method of how the cats are going to be fed and veterinarians that are going to take care of them.
Yes.
You bring us a solution, and I promise you, we will come to the table and work with you.
There's nobody here that doesn't want that.
I believe that. I really thought, Mayor, you were our guy. I'm like, we're going to have a shelter. We're going to turn things around for animals here, for animals that we get calls about every day.
On any given day, I got 3-7 cats at my house. So please.
I know that. I know that.
And, you know, again, I we are your champion.
We can do better. We can do better.
There's another side of it.
We've gone and done all the tours. We're very, very much on board with it.
I know. And we appreciate your support.
But it's just, what it seems like to me sometimes is that everyone has an agenda. And we've got too many different agendas. And everybody's coming from a different place, what's important to them. And even within your own group, there are people that have different agendas. Mm-hmm. So we've got a room full of people now, and there's about 15 or 16 different agendas here. It's hard.
Sure.
It's very difficult to get everyone to come together and see the same vision. There's not anyone up here that doesn't care. But we've got to come together as groups and say, I may not get everything I want, but we gotta find a way to work together as a city, as a federal government, as a local entity. What you guys have done is nothing short of miraculous. The calls that you have taken, the things that you have done that have not come to this city.
That I think has helped the city.
It has helped the city.
You know, we had a call from OBPD. We've got 5 kittens. Can y'all come get them?
We don't tell you that enough because otherwise they're going to be ringing Tony's phone number. And I know that he knows that there's been a decrease in that since you guys have been on board. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
But understand that it's difficult to get everyone. It is like
herding cats.
Joni, please understand. Sorry. Remember, with y'all's approval, I did champion bringing Foley, Gulf Shores, and the county to the table to try to move forward with a quad program. And we got the study, I guess. We paid for a study. We're trying to move forward. I don't know what else you want me to do.
The concern, Mayor, is the language.
I understand that. But the language,
that's a contract.
It's not going to change anything, Tom, one way or the other. Yes,
and
ma'am.
What does it say right there? What I gave you, John?
Let Wanda speak.
The first line.
Go ahead, Wanda.
Highlight.
What page? Go ahead, Wanda.
19.
Nothing in this document prohibits the city of Orange Beach from partnering with any organization to establish a sanctuary for cats. Nothing.
Amen.
And
but the bottom line is y'all don't trust us.
To hold up I think Philip expressed this when he was talking. Fish and Wildlife will support the city's effort, but this is a city effort, the sanctuary. This HCP plan, that's a Fish and Wildlife thing. We don't have any choices.
But removing them is part of the mitigation.
Correct. But you can't. So I think what you're saying is you should make the good the enemy of the better, that you should not have a plan until you have a sanctuary.
No, that's not what we say.
Well, then.
But included in the plan.
But what you want is you want the ability to control.
Fish and Wildlife doesn't care if it's in the plan.
That's right.
We can't force it into the plan, and I think that's what. We also can't change the language of the plan.
Exactly.
This is Wildlife and Fishery saying, we approve this one from Escambia. If you boys want to tack on.
Where's the disconnect, though? Because we have personally, I've sat across the table from Fish and Wildlife with them telling us we support this. They brought it up themselves.
I am so sorry to interrupt you. Mayor, I have to leave at 5.
Well, I do too. Well, okay.
We're going to have hundreds of people waiting
right
for
there,
us.
It just dispels what y'all were saying about domestic animals.
Well, as much respect as I have for y'all and what you're doing, the greater good is we got to move forward. And all I know is that you will have to trust us over time that we come together and come up with a plan that works. That's the bottom line. You'll have to trust us.
And do you feel that the taxpayers are well informed about what's in that document.
I think the taxpayers trust us. That's what I think. And most taxpayers do not want, would not take the time to, it's just like us. We got 1,000 things going. This is y'all's single purpose. It's not ours. And my concern is fish and wildlife. That's my only concern, fish and wildlife. Beach, how many people depend on the beach? Beach nourishment, the list goes on and on and on.
And fish and wildlife answers to someone as well. So we will go there. We will go there.
And you are, that makes perfect sense. And that is the method, that's the direction you should go. But we have to do what's best for the entire city, not derail something that we have worked so hard to get done. I mean, you have no idea how hard this was to make this happen. And because of something that might not be to someone else's liking, I'm sorry. I'm not doing my job. I'm not doing my job if I let that happen.
But I want to say this. What you just said, Stephanie, representing a group that is doing good for TNR hurts the study that four entities are trying to juggle, waiting for data that maybe we can come together because we don't know what the cost is. And that hurts us because now if you threaten to go to higher levels to change something that affects all these people, that doesn't even help get us get
because
a shelter.
The three cities, quote unquote, we don't do cats for so many years. They were turned on the streets unaltered. They've overproduced. And that's the problem, that volunteers underfunded. That's what we're trying to do in our spare time.
And I appreciate that. We got more raccoons than we got feral cats.
Well, like I said, we can do better. We can do better.
So
we have a lot of feral cats still out there.
Well, no one. I put our track record up against anybody, anywhere, any place in this country. I put our track record up against them in protection of wild animals of any type. Now, I'm sorry we feel that way. We need to vote and move on. We have got to get this done.
I would like at some point for we are not going to do anything. As long as I know what's going on out there, we're not going to take a cat and terminate it. So you have that, my promise.
Thank you. Thank you.
For that. And I think we've got to sit down. We've got to sit down with group of the city, your group. We've got to do this. We've got to find a way to communicate instead of chopping each other's heads off.
What if it has a disease?
So.
Just, I mean.
Yeah, we got to go. Why don't you
Well, I appreciate that. What Ken's saying is, please don't put us in a box.
Yeah, that's right.
Because there's rabbit animals. There's
right.
all
types.
Well, you know
exactly.
what I'm saying.
And that's not what they're asking.
Yeah.
That's not what they're asking.
You've got our commitment. Tom, I mean, y'all bring us a solution. We'll work with you financially. We're not against this program. But, guys, I'm going to tell you, if this was sitting here saying it was the whole city, I'd be scared. This is just Perdido Key. This is just this wildlife and fisheries. We can't scratch it. We can't take it out because it won't move forward, and there's too many years moving forward. So from our point of view, the best method is to make this go forward for wildlife and fisheries and to give you our honest opinion and our commitment to say, bring it to us. We will sit and work with you, and we will help you move forward with this.
Good, because I would like to challenge everyone to do better for our companion domestic animals, like we do coastal resources and our wildlife. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Who is this lady, please?
Steph.
Put it needs to be on record.
I'm sorry. Stephanie Christie. I'm a business owner, resident of Orange Beach.
Are you a resident of Orange Beach?
I am a full-time resident and a full-time business owner.
Thank you.
All right. Y'all know generally we will let discussion go on till the cats come home. But this is a night that we have to get to the wharf. So, hey, I couldn't resist. And for the record, John, I do love animals. Okay. I mean, okay. All right. Let's make that clear now. All right. As soon as y'all want to get in a room and start talking, we will. But I would suggest the petition come down because we are offended by it. So that's the last thing I want to say about it. But we are offended by the petition. So.
And I think the sooner the better.
I've said it all along. The minute the petition comes down, I'll be glad to sit down and talk
Under
with you.
The Constitution, we have a right to petition government.
And I have a right.
The last time I checked, we're still in the USA.
I'm fine. Well, that's fine. Okay, well then.
That's my five freedoms.
I got you. Well, it's an offensive document for, to me anyway.
I appreciate, I have to deal on property. We cannot even get a pest control person to come down and kill a rat. Not a beach mouse, but a rat, the cause of the beach mouse. I think this council has gone above and beyond. And I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
Okay, do we have a motion and a second? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. I'm going to, if it's okay with you guys, if y'all adjourn, and we'll go right to count, I'm going to run through it real quick.
Move to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Let's,
Committee of the whole.
Yeah. I said I wasn't going to say anything, but Stephanie, maybe if you change the wording in the petition, it might not be offensive. How's that sound?
Do you want to move the committee of the whole to the next meeting on the 12th?
I don't know if I can.
Okay.
I don't know. I have no problem with that. Y'all want to do that?
Do you have an issue if we move the committee of the whole to next week when we do the meeting on Thursday?
Yeah.
Just put it in front
Let's
of us?
Let's do that.
Can we do that?
All right. Let me go through it. Boom. All right, ready? Committee of the whole called to order. Call roll, please.
Here.
Member Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Costo?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kenton?
Here. Special called council meeting, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 11-14-2019, move forward for review. Set public hearing, planning commission, SWIT tire plan review, 1-7-19. Is that good?
Yeah.
Yes.
Flood damage, 12-12-19.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Resolution amending safety manual for employees, City of Orange Beach, severe weather preparedness, sales tax holiday. Authorizer for execution license agreement with Hudson Marina, boat slip, stocking space for fire rescue. Resolution authorizing the execution of corporate agreement with Alabama Department of Environmental Management, $34,500. Permitting, regularly monitoring, inspection. Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services, appraisal, consultant group, real estate appraisal services. Resolution authorizing the executive task order with appraisal consultant group, perform appraisal services, potential land acquisition, $65,500. Resolution authorizing the execute professional service agreement, TTL, natural resources, consulting engineering services, TTL, provide permitting and geotech engineering Orange Beach Middle High School site, not to exceed $12,500. Resolution awarding the bid for Coastal Resources Office Building. Resolution awarding bid for Coastal Resources Center site work. Resolution awarding the bid for Public Works Metal Building. Resolution authorizing execution of subscription agreement with Physio Control Health EMS software related services. Resolution authorizing execution of service agreement with Integrity Data, Affordable Act Care, Compliance, and 1095C filing services. Resolution granting a 2% cost of living to full-time city employees. Did y'all hear that?
Yep. Okay. Good job.
Ordinance appointing Mike Kimbling as fire chief. Did y'all hear that?
Yes. Yes.
Reminder, public hearing for the Tom Thumb, December 12th. Public hearing, Cotton Bayou Cottages. Final PUD, December 12th. All right. Anybody have any questions? They're pretty much self-explanatory, right? All right.
Can I bring up something?
Yes, you can.
We've had multiple
minutes on cats. I'm Pam Jeffries. I'm representing the Orange Beach Ladies Auxiliary. And we, Fire and Rescue Auxiliary. And we have now 53 families that we are supporting for the Christmas holidays, 109 children. I just wanted everyone to be aware of what we're doing. We spend about $100 on each child. All the toys come from Toys for Tots. Brett Robinson partners with us, buys all the bicycles and the bigger toys so that we can support our children in this community. And also at the Merry Market this weekend, we will have a big basket that we're raffling, and I have raffle tickets for anyone that may want to support our children. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ma'am.
Okay. Anyone else? Anything
Thank
else
for you? Approving the markers.
You almost
them.
Said my markers. I saw it.
Yeah. There we go. Okay,
motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
All right.
That's good.
Y'all are funny.